Washington. This is VOA News. First U.S. Ebola patient dies at a Dallas, Texas hospital. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry says coalition fight against Islamic State still evolving. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The first Ebola patient diagnosed in the United States died Wednesday in Dallas. Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital says Thomas Eric Duncan died 10 days after he entered the facility. He came to Dallas on September 20th from his native Liberia, the epicenter of the West African Ebola outbreak. The chief of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Thomas Frieden, says he is deeply saddened by Duncan's death. Dr. Frieden says there cannot be a zero risk for Ebola in the U.S. as long as the outbreak continues in West Africa. The World Health Organization says that almost 3,900 people have died from the disease so far. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the strategy for the coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq is still evolving. At a press conference in Washington with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Secretary Kerry said decisions about the role of Turkey and other countries will be coming within hours or days.
This is a structure that is evolving on a daily basis. And notwithstanding the crisis in Kobani, the original targets of our efforts have been the command and control centers, the infrastructure. We're trying to deprive the ISIL of the overall ability to wage this, not just in Kobani, but throughout Syria and into Iraq.
Kurdish militias have repeatedly asked for a larger international intervention since Islamic State militants launched an offensive on the Syrian border town of Kobani 3 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Afghan authorities have executed five men convicted of gang rape despite allegations of flawed legal proceedings. Former President Hamid Karzai signed the execution order last month on his last day in office. In August, eight men, some dressed in police uniforms, stopped a family's car outside Kabul and sexually assaulted four women, including one who was pregnant. Seven men were initially sentenced to death for robbery and extramarital sex during a two-hour trial last month. An appeals court later reduced two of those sentences to prison terms. Lawyers for Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta have asked the International Criminal Court to drop charges against him. ICC prosecutors say they do not have enough evidence to try Mr. Kenyatta, who was accused of helping to organize post-election violence in 2008. As he left court Wednesday, Mr. Kenyatta indicated that he was in control of his situation. His attorney told the court at The Hague that his client should be acquitted. Prosecutors say the Kenyan government has blocked efforts to obtain key documents, including Mr. Kenyatta's phone and financial records. Elizabeth Evanson of Human Rights Watch says the proceedings may not be good for the advance of civil rights in Kenya.
Well, certainly if the case is unable to go forward, and it seems like everyone agrees that for now it can't go forward to trial as it stands, I think that that does would have the effect of setting back efforts to end a culture of impunity in Kenya.
More than 1,100 people were killed during the violence in 2008. Help is on the way for the approximately 60 million people living in Southeast Asia's lower Mekong River Basin who must deal with natural disasters and challenges of climate change. U.S. satellite imagery from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration will be coming. Ron Corbin has details.
The five-year U.S.-led project brings together the lower Mekong nations of Myanmar, Laos, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam as the region faces growing challenges from the impact of climate change, in particular increasingly severe weather patterns. Environmentalists say these challenges include issues over water use, deforestation, floods, and disaster mitigation. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, backed by the U.S. Development Agency, USAID, is to work with local partners, including Thailand-based Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, or ADPC, to provide satellite imagery to the region's governments. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Three scientists, Americans Eric Betzig and William Mirner, and German Stefan Hell, have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. They were awarded for their development of microscopes so powerful they can be used to see how diseases develop inside the tiniest living cells. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.